Lexington and Concord, April 18th through 19th, 1775. Massachusetts families living between Boston and Concord prepared to remove to safer locations, and militiamen readied themselves to answer the alarm. But when and by what route would the Redcoats march? American rebels scrutinized and reported on activity in Boston. Outside the city, vigilant eyes kept watch. Paul Revere made arrangements with Colonel Conant at Charlestown to hang lanterns in the North Church steeple indicating when the regulars moved and whether they went along Boston Neck, 1, if by land, or across the Charles River, 2, if by sea. Early in the day on April 18th, Thomas Gage sent out 20 officers on horseback to patrol and stop intelligence leaving the city. The effort instead roused suspicion. At 9 p.m., John Hancock wrote a note from Lexington to his fellow committeeman, Elbridge Gerry, reporting that a group of regular officers had passed and moved on to the Concord Road. He was in agreement with Gerry that their next actions should be fully committed ones. In the afternoon, Thomas Gage wrote an order to Lieutenant Colonel Francis Smith, who commanded a light infantry and grenadier unit detached days earlier. The draft of the order reveals Gage's mind at work, with insertions, revisions, and intelligence about locations of stores at Concord. The draft is shown beside a later, delicate miniature painted portrait of Thomas Gage in his 11th Light Dragoon uniform. Lieutenant Colonel Smith began to move at around 9:30 p.m., landing at Phipps Farm or Lechmere Point. Crown supporter and merchant Richard Lechmere afterward wrote a detailed letter describing the landing of troops on his property and what he had overheard British Army officers saying about the expedition. After the opening shots at Lexington at daybreak, the destruction of remaining stores and armed engagements at Concord throughout the morning, and the first miles of the return trek, Smith's men were exhausted. Despite the arrival of over 1,000 reinforcements commanded by Hugh Earl Percy at around 2 p.m., growing numbers of militiamen exceeded the strength of the combined army forces. One of Percy's officers related the harrowing experience and his pride in the bravery of His Majesty's soldiers in a lengthy letter of April 22nd.